Okay, Chevra, let's begin Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet, which are the dinim of Yoledes. Many people actually are confused by this. I encounter many women and they have babies, Baruch Hashem, and then they say something like, am I allowed to go to the mikveh? You know, it hasn't been 40 days yet. We had a boy, it hasn't been 40 days yet. It happens that today the Metzius is that women do become tahura relatively early. They used to say it's going to be around 5 weeks or so before the blood stops. Today, it's not uncommon. This is something that a number of rabbanim have noticed. It's not at all uncommon that women can become tahura earlier. And the woman will say, but 1 second, how can I go to the mikveh yet? It hasn't been 40 days. How can I, if it's a boy, I haven't gone, how can I go to the mikveh? It hasn't yet been 80 days. So, is there any relevance of the dinim d'oraisa for us this man has that, right? L'maisa, we know isha kisazria v'yoda zachar. So if you have a boy, you tameya 7 days and 33 days of dam taiha. For a girl, it's 14 days of tame followed by 66 days of dam tohar. It's a little bit difficult to understand why for a boy you need the Torah to say that you're tame for 7 days of dam tame. Once you know that yesha psichas akever b'loy dam, right? So memela, it's going to be l'chol apachos, no worse than a regular nida. That's what Kasha Tosis Yishonim asks in Krisus on Daf Yud, and the Sinjit Torah speaks about in Sifkan Aleph. But the fact is, I should sound a little more excited about this, the fact is that we have the 7 days, 33 days, 14 days, 80 days, 14 days, 66 days, right? So is there any relevance for that? So kind of yes, but no, right? Meaning to say, Bizman Hazeh, first of all, we get rid of the 33 days, let's say, by Zachar. In other words, in Isha Kisazriya V'yolda Zachar, she's Tameh for 7 days. Next 33 days should be Dam Tahar, right? Which means that you can be Bayal on the Dam Tahar. Again, you have to go to the mikveh after the 7 days of Zachar end, but during those 33 days after, technically speaking, midin da'irai, so you could be bo'al on dam tohar, correct? We don't do that anymore, no? We're not bo'al on dam tohar anymore. So those 33 days don't really exist by Zohar, the 66 days by Nekev don't really exist. We're not bo'al on that dam. We treat all of the dam like it's dam tameh, but it still exists in a limited extent. Based on the minhag of the Ramah, that there were some people had the practice not to go to the mikveh at all until after 40 days for a zachar and 80 days for a nekeva. And we'll have to explain that minhag as we move on. And we'll also have to explain, perhaps, what relevance dam toihar might still have for us. So let's go. The big machlokes harishonim, let's go on the tour, is that according to the Ramban, dam toihar, which bizman hazeh, we assume is tameh. We are no longer bo'al on dam tohar. The Ramban says that is pot and parcel, like you would say if you're from Boston, that's pot and parcel of the din of Chumrid Reb Zera. Says the Ramban, once Reb Zera came and said, B'nai Shisar, Chmiel Atma, Pei Rosh, Tipos, Dam Kecharado, Yosha Solom, Zayin Nekim, says the Ramban, that includes dam tohar. Any blood is tameh. Rambam does not like this. It's Perek Yudav Halacha Hey through Halacha Perek Yudav Halacha Hey through Halacha Zayin. The Rambam does not like this in a big deal. The Rambam says that no, it's not really part of Chumrid Reb Zera. It's a different takana that was instituted by Meha Gaonim. The Gaonim said we should not be Boal Andam Tohar. But it's not part of the original Chumrah de Reb Zera. That is the first issue that we have to address. This machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Barry?
According to the Ramban, you said the reason initially for the Tumas Gzeiros is because they would get confused.
So the Ramban is obviously understanding that the lomdus of Chumra Derev Zeris, that women might get confused between Dam Tame, Dam Tohar, etc. That's obviously the way the Ramban is going to understand it. The Rambam is going to understand that Chumra Derev Zeirah might be like what we saw one opinion in Rashi and Megillah was, that it might possibly be a Zava. No? Well, if that's the case, it might possibly be a Zava. When I have Dam Tohar, that's not possibly going to be a Zava. So the Rambam would say that can't be part of Chumra Derev Zeirah. There has to be a new Takana, a Chumra from the days of the Gaonim. So far, so good? The Ramban is saying it's just Dam, so people make a mistake, so they say everything is Tameh. The Rambam is saying, no, it has to be the type of mistake that could possibly lead to Ziva. Now, this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban seems to be a machlokas between the Taz and Hishver, no? In Sifkatin Aleph, in the Taz, they speak about the following case. A woman who, after having a baby, miraculously, she's not seeing any dam for the first 7 days after having a baby. Miraculously. It's amazing. No dam. Then, the baby's a girl, let's say. And then she sees dam in the second 7 days after having the baby. So what happens in that case? So the Tur quotes that when we say that there's a let's go backwards. There's a machloikas between Abaya and Rava in the Gemara, and the machloikas Rashi and Tosfos how we paskin about Yemei Leida She'ina Ro'a Bahen Dam. Those days, let's say those with after in the Keva, you have 14 days. So let's say you don't see dam. During those days, during the first seven of those days, you don't see dam. So the so Abaya and Rava have a machlokes about whether it's ola lezayin nekiyim and not ola lezayin nekiyim. Rava says you may lay the she'ena ola v'hem dam is ola la lezayin nekiyim. Abaya says it's not ola. Usually machlokes Abaya and Rava, I paskin like Rava. And that would mean, I should paskin, it's Ola, L'Zayin Nekiyim. If you have your melee, then you don't see Dam, so that counted as your Zayin Nekiyim. And that's how Rashi paskins, that's how almost all the Rishonim paskin. The one dissenting opinion here is Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says, this is a Tosis on Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, and Nida, and the Tosis in Kedushin. No, the Yeshiva Shvat knows this from Kedushin, because most of you don't learn Nida so much. But we know that there are six times in Shas we paskin like a Bahia called Yal Kigam, no? Well, what are the Yal Kigam? So the Yud is famous, that you learn in 5th grade, Yeyo Shalom Midas. The Ayin is also a little bit famous, Eid Zayimim, right? Mikan Habahu Nifsal, or Lamafreyahu Nifsal. Okay, that's Befreshin the Gor. What about the Lamed? What about the Lamed of the Yal Kigam? What's that Lamed that I pass in like a Baya? So Rashi says, the Lamed is Lechi Ha'omen Me'elov. It's a case of facing Erevin. Whatever, who needs that? Right? Comes along Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says, no, you're messing up. The Lamed of Yal Kigam, when you're passing like Abaya, is Yemei Leida, with a Lamed, Leida, Sheina Roa Ben Dam. That's what the Rabbi Natam says. Now, if that's the case, so Rabbi Natam says that we really pass like Abaya, that it's not Ola L'Zayin Nekiyim, but Rashi says we pass like Rava, that is Ola L'Zayin Nekiyim. In this situation, most Yishon pass like Rava, so you have your Zayin Nekiyim, that you were Yotze with the first 7 days after having a girl, and then the next 7 days you're seeing Dam, so what happens during those 7 days you see Dam? So Shulchan Aruch says, you know what? You see Dam, but it's not a problem. Or the Torah says, you see Dam, but it's not a problem. It's not a problem because it's Dam Leida, and Dam Leida is not going to be Seiser, the Zayin Nikim that you had beforehand. So therefore, you go to the mikveh right after the 14 days on Shema Yisrael. That's what's happening in the Torah. Beis Yosef comments, whoa, that's only true according to the Manda Amar, who are according to those practices, that's only true in those places where they are Bo'el on Dam Tohar. But for us who are not Bo'el on Dam Tohar, it's going to be a problem. Comes along the Bach. The Bach says, no, says the Bach. Even if you are not Bo'el on Dam Tohar, those 7 days when you see Dam is not going to be so sure what happened beforehand. Why not? Because it's not the type of Dam that's so sure. That's what the Bach says. So comes along the son-in-law, the Taz, and he jumps up and down, and he spits one of nickels, and he said, it must have been such a fun Shabbos meal between like this father-in-law and the son-in-law. The Taz says, what are you talking about, Shver? You're telling me that this Dam is not going to be Seiser, and therefore you don't need Shiva Nakim on that Dam? Frek the Taz, but Dam Tohar itself requires Shiva Nakim after Dam Tohar. Right, Dam in the second week after a Nekeva is Dam Tomei. Right? Dam Tohar is Mamish Tohar. And even by Dam Tohar, we assume that you require Zayin Nekim after Dam Tohar. So Kol Shekein, the second week's Dam, you should require Zayin Nekim after. So how is it that Dam of the second week is not Soser? Meaning, the Bach said the Dam of the second week is not Soser. Frek the Taz, but if even Dam Tohar is Soser, so this Dam should also be Soser. Now, if you read the way the Taz asks the Kasha on the Bach, he phrases it very interestingly. The Taz writes, V'divri teimahim, de'im me'elez chumra de'reb zera l'dam tohar, shehu eino shayach l'nidus v'zivus, v'yose mizeh de'tahar l'gamrehu, im koze asur liv'ol b'dam tohar, Mikoshekin the Dam Shoshavua Hasheni, which is Dam Tomei, should require Zayin Nekim Acharov. Meaning the Taz is asking Akasha because the Taz is thinking in the worldview of the Ramban. That when I'm not Boal on Dam Tohar, that means a din of Chumra Dereb Zera, which applies to Dam Tohar. And if it applies to Dam that's really Me'ikar Din Tohar, certainly it has to apply to Dam that's Me'ikar Din Tomei. So the Taz says, 1 second, so Chumra Dereb Zera should apply. So how can you just go to the mikvah after that second 7 days? But if I think like the Rambam, then I can be miyashiv what the Bach is saying, no? Because what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying the fact that I'm not Boal on Dam Tohar, that has nothing to do with Chumra Dereb Zera. The fact that I'm not Boal on Dam Tohar, according to the Rambam, is Damasai Chumra the Ga'unim. So maybe the Goyim have the Chumrah by Dam Tohar, and they never made such a Chumrah by the second week, and that would be a Yisha for the Bach. Right? In other words, if it's all part of Chumrah Dereb Zera, I have the Koshekin of the Taz. But if it's not part of Chumrah Dereb Zera, so therefore I have a Yisha for the Bach. And the Nafgamina would be, Ladidan, who are not Boel on Dam Tohar, can a woman who was clean for the first week after having a baby and then saw a dam in the second week, can such a woman go to the mikvah right after 14 days and end the discussion? So machlokes Bach and Taz, and ultimately, when you unpackage it, it depends on this machlokes Rambam and Ramban. Now, are there any real nafkaminas for this Rambam and Ramban, where the Chumra Dereb Zera extends to Dam Tohar? So there might be two nafkaminas that are found here in the Pisrei Tshuva. Do you make a bracha when you go to the mikvah during Dam Tohar? Now, obviously I make a bracha when I go to the mikvah after having a baby, because a yolades has to go to the mikvah, no? But let's say I already went to the mikvah one time after having a baby. I went to the mikvah. And then I become Tamei'a again. Yeah, I have a girl. So I go to the mikvah after 21 days, whatever it is, right? I go to the mikvah after 21 days. And then I see Dam again during that time period. So I'm going to go to the mikvah a second time, though, because we're not born on Dam Tohar. So you have to go to the mikvah. That's true. But if the reason why I go to the mikvah for Dam Tohar is out Chumra Dereb Zera, so certainly I'll make a bracha on that tefillah, no? You have a long time. You have 66 days. You can get a mikveh in there, no? But if it's out the takana, the ga'unim, so mehecha tesi, there's going to be a bracha that's recited in that case. Chumra Dereb Zera is dina d'shas. I make brachas on dinim and the shas, especially Chumra Dereb Zera, we pointed out in some machlokes between Taisus and the Ritva we spoke about a long time ago. Maybe it's a takana. Maybe it's not just binosis or hechmiru. But if it's just a chumra, the ga'onim, mehecha tesi, there's a bracha. Pischa tshuva here, sifkat and beis, quotes a tshuva me ahava, who's mistapik, if you make a bracha when you go to the mikvah on dam tohar. Because since the Gemara in Sukkah says that ein mevarchin al arava, because it's only minhag nevi'im, so maybe here we don't make a bracha. Either Amach says that we treat Dam Tohar like Shar Dam, that would sound like you do make a bracha. But says the Shuvah Me'ahava, I asked my Rebbe, the Noda Behuda, and the Noda Behuda is masupik about this. A suffik in the Noda Behuda, and the Dogo Me'Revava over here, that's the Noda Behuda. I don't know why Shuvah Me'ahava quotes his masupik. The Dogo Me'Revava, who's his Rebbe, writes, Pashat Be'enai, that even though we're Machmir on Dam Tohar, that we're not boel on it, but you shouldn't make a bracha on the tevila. No? That's what the Dogomer Revav, that's what Noda Behuda himself says. Chsam Sofer says that maybe there's a difference between Minhagim which Rabbi Kumba Asay, Minhagim which Rabbi Taisa, in terms of the bracha. But Lecha Ora, in Lomdis, this whole question as to whether I make a bracha should depend on the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Another issue that might depend on this is the earlier discussion in this Pischei Tshuva, which probably does not come up that often, but let's talk about this one. Someone is with his wife, and she says, I'm Tameya, no? In the middle of Bia, she says she's Tameya. So we know the Gemara Shavuos says that you have to be Pirish Be'ever Mace, right? Because you see Yaso, Hanolo, Kibiyaso, you can't be Pirish Be'ever Chai, the Gemara says. Well, does that apply to Dam Tohar? So again, it's also Noda Yehuda, no? Noda Yehuda writes, in Be'emtza HaTashmish, Amr Alo Nitmesi, he could be Gomer Biyaso Kiritzono V'lifrosh Me'ever Chai. Even though we're not born on Dam Tohar, that's Ein Lecha Bo'al Chidusha, that you shouldn't be Maschel of Biyan Dam Tohar. But to be Yotze Be'ever Meis, that's not required. Now, this probably is the Noda Behuda l'shitas of what he said in the Dago Me'Revava, which is that the Noda Behuda is assuming, like the Rambam, that not being bo'el on Dam Tohar is not really Chumra Dereb Zera, it's Tamazaya Takana. So, okay, if it's Tamazaya Takana, I could say that Mehecha Tesi, I have to be Poresh Be'ever Mehecha Tesi, I have to be Poresh Be'ever Meis. Fine. Now, there might be another issue that's relevant for this, but that requires a little bit of explanation. And let's say as follows. We mentioned that the din d'oraisa is that a yoledes has zayin yomim for a zachar, and then there's yomei tohar. Yudalev yom for a nekeva, then yomei tohar. Bizman, right, me'ikar hadin, there's no requirement to zayin nekiyim at all, no? Maybe then the only requirement for zayin nekiyim if you are a yoledes is if you are what's called a yoledes bizolv. Let's say you happen to give birth at the time when you are a Zava. No? How could that happen? You have to be creative. You have to be a little bit creative. Tell me a lot of results, but okay. It could happen that she had a Re'iyas Nidus towards the end of her pregnancy, and when she's still, or a Re'iyas Zava towards the end of the pregnancy, and she's a Yoledus Bezov, that's the only time that you really need Zayin Nekim. No? We treat all of our women today like they are Yoldos Bezov. So every woman today requires Zayin Nekiyim after having a baby, no? That's the din. And that's why we had our conversation about whether, you know, you may You may lay the shein roa behen, but it's all ala zayin nikiyim. That's only true of the yoladis bezolv that you need zayin nikiyim. A regular yoladis doesn't need zayin nikiyim. Yoladis bezolv does. Okay, so far so good. Now, why is it that we have this chumrah that we treat all of our women zan hazeh like they are yoldos bezolv? Where does this come from? Zuck the twer. Well, we paskin it's iyar shalop psichas hakever b'odam. It's impossible that the uterus will begin to open up. We'll have to define that term next time we learn what it means that this psichas hakever. But it's iyar psichas hakever below dam, and therefore dam came out at the beginning. And we're choishish that what that dam requires zayin nikiyim because we have chumra d'reb zera. Okay, that's interesting. No, it's interesting. You notice, based on chumra d'reb zera, we treat the dam of psichas hakever like it is dam that's matruch zayin nikiyim. That's basically what the Torah says, no? And the Beis Yosef explains that Torah, well, based on chumra d'reb zera. So far, so good. Yeah.
So, on the
Raisa
level, we don't say this
stuff. So, on the Raisa level, we say psichas hakever. So, why do I need chumra d'reb zera? I need chumra d'reb zera to assume, because on the Daraisa level, it would just be dam that maybe makes me a nidah, and then I go to the mikveh after 7 days. On the Daraisa level, maybe I'm a zava katana, and I only need shemeres yom kenegi yom. Why do I need zayin nikiyim? Because chumra d'reb zera. Right? So far, so good. Problem. The Goyin in letter Gimel asks a question. That's great, but the dam that we have over here is not regular dam. The dam of psichas hakever is what's called dam kishui. Dam kishui is the blood that comes out in labor, and dam kishui, the Gemara says, is tahar. So why is there a din of yoladis bezolv if dam kishui is tahar? That's the Goyin's kasha. So the Goyin answer is that even though dam kishui is tahar, but that's only if it's dam kishui, a little bit of blood comes out in the labor. But if you have a shipui, if you have a ton of blood that comes out, by the way, that's what happens. Tapas, a lot of blood comes out. Right? So dam shipui, if there's a lot of blood that comes out, so then it's going to be tame. That's what the Goyin says. Okay, interesting. It's not abundantly clear that this is so pasha that we're choshesh, that we don't know the difference between kishui and shipui bizman hazeh. If you look in the Sefer Megillah Sefer over here, and then the Simen Lamed Gimel, he points out, he thinks, the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba about this point. And he also points out that this issue, though, might depend on the same machlokes that we said beforehand. You see, if I'm a Rambanju, and I assume that there's chumra d'reb zera even by dam tohar, that means dam kishui also is subject to chumra d'reb zera, no? And e makom lahakshos. Because any dam, even if it's, dam kishui is tohar, great. But even dam tohar mamish, 33, 66, right? The real dam tohar is going to be subject to the rules of chumra d'reb zera, according to the Ramban. So, of course, you need Zayin Nikim after Dam Kishra if you're a Rambanik. But if I'm a Rambamnik, not so pashat, no? If I drew holes like the Rambam, so I could say, oh yeah, there's a chumrid of the Gaonim that I'm not boel on Dam Tohar. What about Dam Kishri? Does it make the chumrid of the Gaonim? I don't know. I don't know for the Rambam, right? And to say that there's a chumrid Reb Zera that applies, that whenever a woman goes into labor, she's by definition going to require Zayin Nikiyim because, and she becomes a Yoledes Bezolv. All of our women today are Yoledes Bezolv. Why? Yesh psichas hakever below dam. But according to the Rambam, we still have to ask, but 1 second, that type of blood, right? Why is that blood matrich Zayin Nikiyim? That kasha is a really strong kasha according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, it's much easier to answer. You thought this would be easy, guys, no? Okay, let's go on. Yeah?
So, how does the Ramban
think
where it says Dam
Kishoy is... Dam Kishoy is Tahar. Chumrid, that... Before Chumrid Reb Zera. Once Chumrid Reb Zera turned over the universe, And Reb Zera basically took all of these beautiful dinim d'oraisa and he says, eh! Hey, is that what he's doing? It's a good kasha, how we could do that, but that's what Reb Zera is doing. Or the Benos Yisura doing. Whatever we want to say. Now, let's go on. There's a minhag out there that women would not go to the mikvah until day 40 or day 80, no matter what. There's a question, halacha l'maisa, how bad is this minhag? That's sort of the way. Now, Rambam says about this minhag that it is like what the Maharshal says about hard cheese. Minus. Kfira. Right? The Rambam says this minhag is a karait practice. Usually when the Rambam uses minus, he means it comes from the karaites, no? Bidarkal. That's what the Rambam means. The Rambam says, don't keep this minhag at all. But somehow it makes it to Israelis' gloss on Carol's code. It makes it to the Rama. Right? If you don't speak English, no one understands you. So the fact is, what's going on, right, with this minhag? Where does this minhag come from? So the Shach and the Taz, they mamish work very hard to be miyash of the minhag, because they are really taking a perspective that this minhag is not minus, and if you have the minhag, you could keep it, no? The Bach is completely dismissive of the minhag. The Bach at the end of the Taz, Sifkatin Gimel, says, don't keep the minhag, forget about it, don't bother me, I'm not interested in talking about it, it's a stupid minhag, minus, whatever, go away. Right? That's what the Bach says. But the Shach and the Taz work very hard for possible defenses of this minhag. So, what are some of the defenses of the minhag? So, one defense of the minhag, the Beis Yosef quotes in the Rivash, yeah. That they do not go to the mikveh at all until after 40 days after having a baby or after 80 days of having a girl. They just don't go to the mikveh at all. Even if she's been perfectly clean, and she's not seeing any dam, she won't do shiv nekim and go to the mikveh until after 40 and after 80.
She won't do shiv nekim or she won't go to the mikveh?
She could do her shiv nekim during this time, but she won't go to the mikveh until the end of 40 or 80.
She have bia in
between? Huh?
She having bia?
She's not going to the mikveh. We hope that she's not having bia.
So the question is not if they're allowed
to... There was a practice out there, the Rambam writes, that yesh mekomo shenohagin she'ein toivon toichar ba'am lezachor shmoinim linkeva. They don't go to the mikveh at all within the first 40 or 80. Again, like I said at the beginning, that there are echoes of the original din d'oraisa. The echoes of din d'oraisa is this minhag, no? Which I don't think we have in any community. Okay. I don't know if this
means...
What?
Maybe ironically.
Perhaps. Yeah, the Yemenites too, because they do have this practice?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
They keep
we have to ask Jonathan Cohen or something.
They also keep... some of them also kept the 7-7.
Oh, the Shei Ustreich.
Right, so they keep the things that the Rambam says not to do a lot of times. The Yemenites were very much more on charge, but not Karali. There was an article about it.
Again, the cynical scholars would say that this was a form of birth control that they were using. But, interesting. Okay, fine. So, what's the source of this minhag? So, the Beis Yosef has a rivash that since damim is mitzuyim be'isha during this time, she's likely to see dam, so we don't want her to go to the mikveh, because she's going to go to the mikveh, she'll see dam right after, stay away, no? Another reason for the minhag is that the Gemara in Arvei Psachim, right? You thought we're not doing Arvei Psachim now. Right? It's in Yonah D'Yayma, it's Arvei Psachim. So Gemara in Arvei Psachim says that there is a din of Prisha on Le'al, Pei Aleph, or Mem Aleph. Right? Why do you have to separate Le'al, Pei Aleph, and Mem Aleph? So the basic reason you have to separate is because since we're going from Dam Tohar to Dam Tomei, so the Bahag says that means it's like Ona Hasamach Lovesta. Ona Hasamach Lovesta, I have to separate when my wife is expected to become a Nida. See, here also, I'm going from Dam Tohar to Dam Tomei, so I have to separate. Okay. There was such a practice of the Bahag. Now, that's not the mainstream approach to the practice, but that's the Bahag's approach. Zok the Sefer Aguda. Well, if you hold of the Bahag's approach that there is a Prisha on Pei Aleph or Mem Aleph, And that's the type of parisha that lots of people might not know about. So therefore we say, you know what, don't have any bia at all within the 40 days. Right? This is what he says. I'm not making it up. Read the Taz. Right? This is what they're saying. That don't have any bia at all, teich mem, lest you forget about that very important parisha day of mem aleph and pei aleph. Now, usually we don't make a gezeres of a rov to a miyot, but we do make gezeres when it's a milsa de shchicha. Generally, and apparently they assume that it's a milsa de shchicha that we're worried about it. Another reason, yeah.
What's the Bahag say?
The Bahag says that the day when the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim says not to have be on pei aleph and mem aleph, that that's considered oina hasamach levesta. Because since she's going from Dam Tohar to Dam Tomei, we presume that she's going to become Tomei. So just like I have to separate from my wife whenever I presume that she's going to become Tomei, Tomei'a, so I also have to separate over here because I presume she's going to become Tomei'a. That's an interesting approach. Yeah, Mr. Goldstein.
And we're going to ask her Sharmini Korva also.
Do we ask her Sharmini Korva by any Prisha day?
Well,
over here we have to ask her Sharmini Korva because she hasn't gone to the mikvah. Here, in order to maintain this all important, right? So she doesn't go to the mikvah at all until after 40 or 80. Right? This is already. Then there's a third approach that's quoted. Yeah.
Just to clarify, according to the minhag that she's not going to going to the mikvah until after 40 or 80, then earlier she's going to the mikvah is Leil. Which is exactly the
but since she hasn't been to the mikvah until then, so the rabbis will warn her and say, oh, you just had a baby, by the way, don't, you know, hold off one more night, I guess. That was the
concern. We wouldn't let her go on that.
Yeah.
Tell her to go on that.
According to this approach, right, you'd have to go on 42 or 82. That's right.
That's not how the
Ramah
quotes it.
What? That's not how the Ramah quotes it. But that's what, again, we don't know the Pshat in the Ramah. Where this Pshat, that's what has to emerge, right? Third approach is the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that Yimelei da she'ina roa bahen is not oila lezayin nikiyim. And therefore, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, since Yimelei da is not ola, so what they used to do is they used to have to go to the mikvah twice. Meaning, I'd have to go to the mikvah after Yimelei da, if I'm a Rabbeinu Tamnik, to enable me to count Zayin Nikiyim after Yimelei have elapsed. Until I go to the mikvah time one, I can't count my Zayin Nikiyim. Now, Mamela, what emerges is as follows. Once they stopped going to the mikvah after time one, so they stopped going to mikveh after 7 for a zacha and 14 for a nekeva. So they could not count any zayin nekiyim until after 40 or 80. That's basically the third approach that the Shachem Taz quote. Now, the Taz really does not like approach number three. He says, one second, A, we don't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. B, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, so then you don't solve any problem at all, because you'd have to go to the mikveh after 80, and then count Shiva Nikiyim after the 80. It still won't solve any problem, but this was a third suggestion that is made. All suggestions that are interesting, we don't really... I don't think any of them fully resonate with us, but they're interesting. Sometimes when you have a shvera minhag, like kidney is, for example, it leads to a lot of Torah, because you have to explain the shvera minhag. It comes along the lechem v'simla, right? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he has two explanations for this minhag of not going to the mikvah until after 40 or 80, which I think are interesting. Ready? Explanation number one, the Lechem V'Simla is, if you hold like the Dago Merevava, so if you're going to go to the mikvah during Yemei Toihar, you're not going to make a bracha. And says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, everybody knows that when you do a practice and you don't make a bracha on it, you don't do the practice as well as you really should do it. Therefore, they were choshesh, you know what, you're not going to be tovelas properly because you're not going to be making a bracha, so don't be tovelas at all. This is very similar, by the way, to what Rav Shachter quotes in the Nefesh Harav from Rav Soloveitchik as to the Hasidic, the beginning of the Hasidic practice of not sitting in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. No, isn't it shver? Gemara says that Yisuvi Yasvinan Bruchei Lomavarchinan. Right, Shteitin Gemara. That you sit in the sukkah, you just don't make a bracha. I know that Chaim Soloveitchik always points out that in the Sefer, what's it called? On the coin, the Mrs. Look, the Seder Tanoim Vamoraim of, like, a German Rishon, so he has a different gears on the Gemara, but mainstream Judaism, normal text in the Gemara is that you should sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So, how did this Hasidic practice develop not to sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres? No? Difficult to understand how it developed, and there's lots and lots of Torah to explain that minhag, right? Like we said, any shver minhag leads to lots of Torah. So Rav Soloveitchik commented that he thought that on one occasion the Rav said that since you don't make a bracha, so what happens is people mezalzel on the mitzvah. Whenever I do a mitzvah without making a bracha, I can do the mitzvah properly, right? And that's what happened. Since the Gemara says you don't make a bracha, so people stop doing the mitzvah, sitting in the circle properly, no? I think Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this when it comes to putting on tefillin very early in the morning, no? Before Misha Yakir. Right? The question is, do you put on tefillin or not put on tefillin? Do you have, right? So one of Rav Moshe's tshuvas, Rav Moshe says he thinks you should put on tefillin and rely on certain non-mainstream positions in Rishonim and make a bracha even, Zot Rav Moshe, because if you're not going to make a bracha, people won't do the mitzvah properly. Right? I think it's a sensitivity. So that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying over here also. That once the Dog Omer Vav is right, that you don't make a bracha, if you're tovel, bimei tohar, like we explained, it's based on the fact that it's not chumrah de Reb Zeira. So memeila, you don't make a bracha, people are going to be mezalzel in it. Then the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Lechem V'Simla has a razzle down mahalach, which I think is really cool. I don't know if it's right, but it's cool. It goes like this. Everyone knows the famous Taz, Dry Mol, in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz writes in Eirechayim Tuf Kuf Pei Hei, no? About Tekiya Shofar. And the Taz writes in Choshe Mishpat Simin Beis. The Taz writes it, where's the third place where this Taz is? By Mila, I think in Yerideh Reisamata, Reisamachay, that's the third place where the Taz is, that there's no, that the Chachamim don't have the ability to make a takana against a Mufurish Apostolic in the Torah, no? How come, right? How come the Chachamim make a takana, for example, that I don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and they never made a takana that I don't do Mila when the bris falls out on day 8. Right? If there's a concern that you might carry and therefore we don't pull shofar, so shouldn't I say don't do a Mila because maybe you'll carry the Izemel? Right? That's the Kasha. So the Taz answer is, yeah, but the rabbis don't have, but rabbinic authority is limited to the Taz. And the rabbis can't make a Takana when it's against a Beferish Apasuk. And since the Torah says, Beyom Hashmini Yimo Besar Aloso, and that means Beyom Afil B'Shabbos, right? In other words, it's not only a Beferish Apasuk, it's Chazal's Drusha becomes like a Beferish Apasuk, says the Taz. So therefore, rabbinic authority is limited. You can't make such a Gezerah, such a Tekana. So if that's the case, Frecht the Lechem V'Simla, how is it that we have a practice that we're not Bo'al on Dam Tohar? The Torah says, right? Shishim yom v'sheshes yomim teishev al demei tahara. According to the Taz, the rabbinic authority is limiting. You can't make a takana, gezeira, whatever you want to call it, against the pasuk and the chumash. So how come we're not bo'al on dam tohar anymore? Right? I can't do that. How can I do that? Right? The pasuk says so. Good kasha. So you know what the Taz answer is? You know what the Lechem V'Simla, excuse me, answer is? The answer is that's precisely the source of this minhag. The minhag of not going to the mikvah until after 80 or 40 is because you're right. If you went to the mikvah and then you're going to say, oh, she becomes Tameya again, then it's going to be Dam Tohar. But if I don't go to the mikvah at all, right, so it still is Dam Tameh because I didn't solve the problem. Once you're Leos Bazaar, you haven't solved the problem, you haven't gone to the mikvah yet. Of course, you can't be Boel. So the only way they can make this gazette. Now, what's interesting according to this cheshbon, by the way, is that what? Is that what emerges is that our practice that we go to the mikvah within 40 or 80 means that mer hautnisht from the Taz. When I was doing Yevamos of Rabbi Konigsberg years ago, so we tried to count a bunch of places where you see that there are din. It's not so pashat that we hold like this Taz. I think Rabbi David Cohen has a sefer called Hataz Hayodua. Right? The whole sefer is about whether we paskin like this famous Taz or not. We spoke about this all the way at the beginning of the year. No, in Chumra Reb Zeir itself, that might be against the Taz. I think we said a Shtickle Torah for Rav Wozner at that point. But the Lechem V'Simlos approach over here, which is interesting, is that the whole funny minhag that developed of not going to mikvah until after 80 days is what? Is just a mekayim this Taz.
There's no tzivoy over here.
Well,
you have
it's
to be boiled.
But I can't. There's no tzivui, but still, I can't make a gezeira against a beferish or pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says this may to this you may tohara, right? The Torah says that. So how can I have? But even b'shabbat, right? Even shabbat hasa won't help for this,
yeah,
right? Against the, in other words, the limit of rabbinic authority usually allows me to say shabbat hasa, but it doesn't help me against the pasuk
yeshmoli. So, to feed this second shabbat on Simbash, we hold
against the Taz. We hold that the rabbis.
If she sees Dam again within those 40 or 80 days.
If she sees Dam again within those 40 or 80 days. So then, there's Machlokas Rambam and Ramban, whether we treat it like Chumrat Reb Zeira or not. Right? Our practice is that we're not Boel on Dam Tohar, and you have to go to the mikvah, whether you make a bracha or you don't make a bracha, Ayin Peschei Tshuva. Right? That's what we spoke about. So, these are some of the dinim. This stuff is not so lamaisa, but next time we learn Amir Tashem will be a little more lamaisa about Yoledes. Thank you for listening. Have a good Shabbos.